And I'll see you there.
Okay. You want to sign in as yourself and get work.
You
got it. Have you started the meeting?
The meeting is started.
So you have all of the forms. I can put the forms here and you can just project them to your screen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, you just share your screen since you're already in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in. Let me get out. I'll just start the meeting. You just project what I can do.
Say it again.
You said you couldn't see me. Did you see anybody else?
Mm-hmm. So I should be able to see you and Alante.
And Caleb, right?
Yeah. It's really, I'm not sure what the holdup is on this.
Let's connect you. See me now? So here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go through. I had to sign in.
So is it allowing you to go best? Oh, the ID,
Can you hear me? Can you hear
me? Can you hear you?
I turned it off.
All right. Go ahead and tell this meeting order. We have a representative here, and we have a form. Go ahead and get started. As you know, I'm a secret of time. We're going to stop the meeting in 1 hour. So can I get start time, sir?
Time is now 5:12.
All right, we're going to go ahead and call the meeting to order at 5:12. We'll do a quick roll call.
I'll be delighted. Reverend Dr. Patterson, Ms. Dr. Gilliard, Ms. Gray, Mr. Battles,
here.
Dr. Smart,
here.
Joshua Douglas,
here.
Mr. Gibson,
here.
Myself, Bruce Williams, and Dr. Jones. Yes, we are missing Keith Strickling and Alante Toff. Yeah, Alante Toff. Yes.
Okay. All right, guys. So good evening and welcome to our Best Academy Adult Team meeting. We will follow the agenda as it's been emailed to you and publicly noticed. I'm going to ask the Dr. Williams to go ahead and shoot out an email containing the agenda for those that don't have it. I'm pleased to call this meeting to order as we did at 5:12. I will act in the capacity of interim voting chair for this meeting only. Our first order of business is called order, which we have already done. And we will serve, we will have Dr. Williams serve as the interim secretary for this meeting. So he has already taken you up. All right. We're going to go ahead and at this time, at this slide, we're going to move to fill one vacant staff position. That is Dr. Vernon Smart. We had a staffing when we left, and so we've got the opportunity to fill that position. But the way the person is filled is someone who has already been a GO team member. So we are going to welcome you back, but I do think we need to take a vote on that decision. So all in favor?
Aye.
Any abstention? Okay. Welcome, sir.
Glad to be back.
All right, we're going to go ahead at this time to the open community membership for Randy Queen, is no longer a part of our vote team. And that seat is going to be filled by Dr. Michael Patterson. Dr. Patterson, you have not previously served on the board of the president, so I'm sure that they'd like to hear something about you, the path, your business, the parent problems that you've done throughout the position.
Good evening, everyone. I have been a member of the best team since Dr. Jones, 10 years. And, we serve here in the community. We have the partnerships, community, we have that community engagement opportunities for the students here. And, currently, our church recently purchased a piece of property about 15 years ago at that church. And we're now getting ready to launch some new initiatives so we can better serve them. So we're really excited about that. The other day, we went up to Ronald Blue Trust and we created a mentoring
Let's go ahead, just for the record, go ahead and take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Abstentions? Okay. I wanted to make sure that I did say on recording that we have established the court. We have established the court. The other thing that I want to do, item 8, to review the agenda and go ahead and approve it. As you can see, we looked at calling the meeting to order, the roll call, the review of the approval of the agenda, as we're doing now. filling the vacant positions and also appointing the high school representative position, approval of minutes for March. And then we'll go into electing the chair, vice chair, secretary, counselor. We'll review and approve the public comment protocol. We'll set the go-to meeting calendar for this year. We'll review the comment of it and adopt the go-to meeting norms. And then we'll take a look at our dress code verbiage, review possible changes that need to be made to it. Then make those revisions and get a vote on it. And then finally, if time remains, I will do the principal's report, and then we will talk through the next meeting and any trainings or orientations that need to be done. And I'll ask Dr. Williams to be prepared to share any trainings, upcoming trainings. I think that was in the newsletter that you shared out, but just to make sure that everybody knows. And then finally, this is not a public comment meeting, so we will adjourn the meeting. And we're going to be sticking for time, so we can try to make sure we're within an hour. Okay? All right, so I want to go ahead and approve for the agenda as proposed. Anybody want to? You move to approve, I need to say. Okay.
John.
Who's that? I was trying. How's that? Is that good? Or you want me to turn my computer? Is she
on? I think, let me see. She may be on yours. I don't see her on mine. Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. We are. Can you see better?
That's it right there.
Now, when I share my screen, are you still able to have that same view? Because if not, then I'll... Can you still have that same view?
Yeah.
What happened?
Can you see us still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, very good. Guys, right. I'm sorry, I don't know where we were now. We just had a
meeting.
We did the roll call. Let me just go back. We did the call to order, we did the roll call, we did the review of the agenda and approval. We did the vacant slots for the staff, Dr. Leonard Smart, we did a vote. And then we also did Pastor Patterson, Dr. Pastor Patterson, Reverend. And then we at the appointment number D for appointment of high school representative.
I went
back to make sure we had it.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Good. Did you hear me establish the forum as well?
Yes, because
I don't. We had a staff member to leave. Her name is Jamie Cabot. She left. Huh?
And
we sent her resignation in about 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
mm-hmm. about 3 weeks ago to Carolyn Barnett.
Oh, okay.
She's Dr. Smart.
Hey, sir, I'm sorry.
Can you, are you able to see the agenda?
It's really tiny.
Oh, okay. This B on the agenda. Let me make a little bit bigger. A little bit bigger. So it's under B. All right. Good.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. All right. So we're going to go ahead and move to D, the appointment of the high school representatives. They are both seniors. We have one here now. I'm going to give Joshua an opportunity to just say a few words.
My name is Joshua Douglas. I'm in the 12th grade. If you would like to know anything else, ask. I can answer it. But right now, nothing's coming to my brain. So, yeah.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions?
How long have you been here?
2 years. Mm-hmm. 11th grade and 12th grade. Jackson State, Clark Atlanta, Valdosta State, Savannah, or another one.
Southern University.
Oh, I'm planning on studying to become a secondary teacher for mathematics.
Oh, yes.
All right. Yeah, no doubt.
All right. So we have the students, the two student members. Appointed by the president, the students will serve for 1 year and be full voting members of the those. So, after careful consideration, we did appoint Alante Tarver and Mr. Douglas, and we are very proud of those people. At this time, I'm just going to basically ask that you do a yay and nay for those appointments. All in favor?
Yay.
All opposed? Any other speeches? Congratulations, Joshua. You will serve as the student representative along with Mr. Carver for this school. Okay. Now we want to look at previous minutes at this time. Previous minutes. Would you read the previous minutes from March so we can approve those? That was our last meeting, correct?
Correct. Our last meeting was called to order on March the 10th by Dr. Jones at 5:05 p.m. A quorum was established. The action items included the school budget. Attention was made to line 115, recommending a 1-to-1 time, 1-on-1 time counselor for grades 6-8. Mr. Aldrich, our student, asked of the timing of the transition of a new counselor and what happens to Ms. Knight if Ms. Sullivan becomes a counselor. Mr. Glover asked of the qualification of Ms. Sullivan as counselor. Dr. Gilliard gave a synopsis of the counselor's role versus that of the graduation coach. School improvement plan, all adjustments from the previous discussion were made to include how the plan aligned with APS 5. Discussion items, Facebook Live. Information items included school improvement plan. Report was given by Ms. Kelly, and Dr. Jones spoke about the CARES Act funding. There was no public comment. The only announcement we had was the next meeting would have been in April, but we'd already satisfied our six meetings. Adjournment was at 5:55 by Dr. Jones.
Let's go ahead and approve those minutes. By show of hands, all those agree with those minutes, all that opposed. Yeah. Okay, can I get a motion to approve the minutes as well?
I move
that we approve the minutes as well. All right, we move the second that we approve the minutes as well. Okay, we're going to move now to the election of officers. I want to go ahead and let you know some things about this election process. All right, so we will now move to let you go through officers. Before we begin the nominations, I'd like to remind you to go through the following. Nominations do not have to be seconded. Okay? A member may nominate themselves. A member may nominate more than one person for each position. A member may decline a nomination during the nomination process. high school student may fill any officer position. Members may not serve more than two consecutive terms in the same officer position at the second school. Nominees do not have to be removed during the nomination period or when the vote is taken. If there's more than one nominee for elected office, each nominee will be offered an opportunity to share why they should be elected to the seat. The newly elected officer will assume their position starting at the conclusion of this meeting and serve for 1 year until a new officer is elected. All voting members have only one vote per seat. Okay, so first we will elect the voting chair. As a reminder, the responsibility of the voting chair, a meeting for the meeting, working with the principal and voting without meeting agendas, ensuring voting members have an equal opportunity to encourage and monitor the team. I will now open the floor to receive nominations for the chair. Does anybody like to nominate themselves for any nomination for the chair?
I'd like to nominate chair to Dr. Vernon Smart.
Dr. Williams.
Dr. Williams, you accept that nomination?
I'm moving the nominations
to be closed. The floor is still open. Is there any other vice chair nomination?
I'd like to decline the nomination. I'll decline.
Dr. Williams.
I was just kidding.
I'm so moved. Oh, okay. I'm just a sweater.
No, why you got out of my time?
I will go before we begin the confirmation process. We have, I'm going to close it so that at this time we can go ahead and vote. Let's go ahead and vote for the approval of for the vice chair position.
Woo-hoo!
This time, okay, all opposed. I mean, all the papers. All opposed. It's been moved that you are now and I have to say congratulations. Congratulations, you are now the vice chair of the voting services. All right, now we're going to move to the secondary position. As a reminder, the responsibilities for the secretary. Including but are not limited to posting go-team documents, agendas, summaries, and minutes onto the website at the school, and taking minutes of meetings, ensuring that the GoTeam is in compliance with Georgia open meeting law. I will now open the floor to receive secretary nominations. Yes.
I'd like to nominate Ms. Gray.
Excellent. Would you like to accept that?
I get you.
All right, so move. At this time, the nominations are closed for secretary. At this time, I will offer each other. Okay, no, you have to do that. At this time, we'd like to vote for approval of Ms. Gray as our voting secretary. All in favor? All right, all opposed? Any abstentions? So move. All right, congratulations, Ms. Gray. You can now serve as the voting secretary. Now we will let the GoTeam's cluster representative. Cluster representatives may also hold another office or position, such as the chair, a vice chair, or even the secretary. As a reminder, the responsibilities of the cluster representatives include, but are not limited to, attending all cluster advisory team meetings. There are approximately 3 each year, and reporting back to the GoTeam or the captain. Okay. I will now open the floor to receive cluster. Plus the representative. Okay. Nominate. Anybody want to make the nomination? Yeah.
Mr. Gibson.
I would love that. That is a wonderful. You say that nice and loud.
Mr. Gibson.
Okay.
I want to be a team player.
No. We know. Confirmation process. We have just one person being considered for the person representative at this time. All in favor? All opposed? Any abstention? So moved. Congratulations, sir. You are our cluster. Thank you. All right. I think I got through all of that. I named everybody. You want me to rename them? That's why I said. That's why I told him to say it louder, Mr. Gibson. Did you hear it? I didn't think you heard it the first time. That's why I told him to say it louder. Did you get it?
Hello, John Gibbons, present.
Yep. Gotcha. All right. You got it? John Gibbons. G-I-B-B-O-N-S. All right. Let's move to our public comment protocol. Would you send that to everybody as well that has computer for the individual? All right.
Oh, okay. I'm moving fast.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Okay. Can everyone see this? Okay. So we have several meetings of this year that are public comment. We give the public an opportunity to join in and comment at some point during our meeting. So these are the proposed 22-23 public comment protocol. Let's just look at these and see if we are okay with them or if we need to change them. Number one, public comments will be at least 20 minutes of the voting meeting. So 6:10 to 6:30. So if we start at 5, then we need to change that. But I think we were normally starting at 5:30, sir.
Our meeting starts at 5. Previously, we started public comment like at 5:40, which is what you have
so,
on there.
So I guess we need to establish our meeting time. It's 5 o'clock or 5:30. Because this was done on at 5:30, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
5 to 6.
5 to 6 is preferred.
Yes.
So we'll need to edit this out to change to the last 20 minutes.
Huh? We need to vote on that time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm just going
to. Okay.
Yeah. And then we'll make the changes as noted.
Okay.
So the first change is that we're going to look at changing this 20 minutes to 5:40 to 6 p.m., okay? Which is implemented since over here.
Okay.
If we weren't sure if we were going to start at 5 or 5. All right. Public comments will take place during the following meetings, October, November, January, and February. Meetings where public comments are allowed will be placed on the school website 2 weeks in advance, calling folks with an issue, and meeting notification quiet place. On the day of public comment, those who wish to speak will have 10 minutes to sign up. Public sign up page will be available from 5:50 to 6 o'clock or from 5:20 to 5. And are we still using this best voting doctor?
Yes.
Okay. And they may sign up for comments at bestvoting@gmail.com or via the posted Google. So we will put the Google Drive up there. Roll calls will be sent out as a reminder for participants' commentary prior to any meeting with public comment. The length of time for each speaker is depending on the number of people who sign up to speak. As a reminder, public comments are 20 minutes in total. So if we have 20 people who sign up to speak, that means they all get 1 minute. Okay? If we have 10 people, they all get 2 minutes. And the timekeeper for public comments will be defined. Okay. After reviewing this, are there any proposed changes to this proposed public comment? No proposal. Okay. All right, so I just need someone to make a nomination to accept it or amend it as a start time of course, 5 to 6, and using those times. Let's take this out here. And I'll take it. Any other changes
you need to make on that? You said add the Google Drive. Later on,
post it on the Google Drive. You got to take the shot.
No, I'm saying you say you're going to list it. Well, that's fine if you're going to put the hyperlink to the Google Drive up.
It just says posted Google Drive. So we'll stick that in on the website so that they can also get it to Google Drive. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Did we do did we do a motion to accept?
Yeah.
We did. We get a second. We did a second. All right. It is accepted that we use the protocol. This protocol for the, I'll face that, 2022-23. Okay. So the next thing on our list of things to do, put the span right here for a second, is the calendar, set go to meeting calendar. We typically meet on Thursdays. We already have our time between 5 and 6. Are we okay with our Thursday schedule? What is that? Is it always the second or third Thursday?
Second.
Second Thursday? Are we okay with that? I'll cut this off. Everybody get a little air if you pass it back. Right? Okay. Second or third Thursday?
Second thirds of each.
I just need a motion to second Thursday in the meeting months. Of the meeting month.
I need a second.
Okay, I will move the motion that our meetings will occur on second Thursdays during those meetings that are those months. set of designated meeting. All right. The ones that we you want to put
October.
October.
November.
November.
January.
January.
February.
February.
And we need one more.
And March.
March.
You got that? The second Thursday of every month at 5 p.m. I'm not sure. It's probably like the 11th. But what we will do is we'll put it, as we always do, on the website.
It's the 12th. It's the
12th. You can always do a special call meeting, too. We can always do special call meetings like we did last year, right? So when we had to revise the budget, we did a special call meeting to revise the budget.
That was, I think, those that take place in February.
Okay.
So know that we know the principal budget transportation.
It's January. When is January? Now, my budget is always done way prior to it. So that's when they look at the budget. Are you saying that you want me to have an approved budget? Because they're not really approved even when we do that. But what's your point for doing the third week in January? I'm just curious.
Well, we'll be able to have allocation.
Oh, you're saying we don't get the allocations in 19?
Correct.
Okay. We got them much earlier last year. I think I had my allocation on like the 8th or 9th last year. But that's fine. So what she's saying, guys, is because we don't get the allocation until the third week in January, when we meet in the second week, we be a whole other month, basically in February, before we look at a budget. So it may be wise to look at the January meeting as the third or even fourth week in January.
So January would be January the 20th, January 20th. January the
19th is the actual day that you get it, right?
Uh-huh.
So you want to have it on 26th of January?
I'm good.
You good with it? Okay, so on the 19th? Okay, so on the 19th.
No, we can do 26th. 19th or 26th is fine, but I think 26th is probably a safe time, just in case this is a problem.
Okay.
October. I told you it is good. We're going to I'll just put that out to the crowd. You want to go ahead?
Oh, that we have taken the young men back to Gettysburg.
The theme this year is from the Civil War to Civil Rights. So we're going to get into Gettysburg, and then we're going to end up going to D.C. to the African American Museum.
Oh, yeah. I need some chaperone.
So what he was saying is that the 11th through the 14th, which is actually not a good time to meet.
We're going to be on October. So let's look at that. Oh, yeah, that's right. So the third week would be?
20th.
The 20th.
And you'll put all these in the minutes as well.
Yes.
And we'll also put it on the website, guys. So yes. All the meetings are there along with the date. But just for the purpose of this meeting, can you just go ahead and run those months and those dates in the meeting? Yeah.
Yes. October the 20th.
October the 20th.
November 10th. January the 26th. February the 9th.
No December?
No.
No. Okay.
February, that's the third week?
No, the third week is the 16th.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember when is winter break though? Let me make sure.
It's only like 2 or 3 days.
No, it's a whole week.
You get a whole week?
It's yes.
Well, let's go with the night. I'm not going to do that. Somebody looked on the web calendar, if you have calendar.
Well, I have it in front of me. So winter break is the 20th through the 23rd. So February the 9th would be a good day, yes. And March the 9th.
All right. So we have October 20th, November 10th, January 26th, February 9th, and March.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, for the sake of the argument, get a second, a motion in the second. Okay, and the second. All right, we've officially placed that we have those dates and those days and dates and months at 5 p.m. for our meeting schedule. Okay, let's move on. And that then we go to meeting norm at this time. Okay, let me see what we have these doing. Okay, let's look at these meeting norms for proposed for 2022-23. This is a meeting of both teams. Only members of the team that participated in the session. Any members of the public present are here to quietly observe. You will be fully present. You will follow the agenda as noted to the public and stay on path. You will be respectful of each other at all times. You will be open-minded. You will invite and welcome contributions to every member and listen to each other. You will extend good intention. You will approach differences of opinion with curiosity. Are there any additions that we need to be mindful of? Any additions? Anything we need to take away? Motion to accept. I need a second.
Second.
All right. So it's been moved. And secondly, that we accept the norms as shared. Okay. Let's look at this time. We want to go back to something that is hot and heavy right now. In our previous notes in there, we talked almost exhaustively on our dress code and doing something on Thursdays that was quintessentially different, which was sort of a dress for success. And so many of you are very familiar with our dress code, and you have this already. I've already sent it out. But this is essentially, you know, the dress code and the belief system around it. The suggested uniform, in order to consistently maintain the best academy standards, foster student unity and student pride, and allow students to focus on learning in a safe environment, not have to worry about what kind of clothes they're wearing, or pick that, color the clothes they're wearing, to suggest that students consider these uniform guidance to love. And to make sure you understand that it is important that they consider this guidance. And so you broke it down by grade level. You can see 6th grade, black shirt, 7th grade, black blue shirt, 8th grade, gold shirt. Okay. There's no logo allowed to the spine at the 6th grade. So you can see them without logo shirts. I think our logo, our cresting ceremony is coming up in
23rd of May.
Of course, the belts are brown and black. Bottoms are khaki or navy blue. They can wear pants or shorts. They can wear black jeans, no blue jeans. But they cannot be in disrepair, no hope. All right. We're going to move to the socks, white or black socks, shoes, sneakers, or solid black In the upper academy, which is our 12th grade, we got the Navy shirt from 1911. And when you become a 12th grader, you get the gold shirt, which makes you the gold standard. Okay, so they have a crest. This year, just to throw this in parenthetically, the emerging and the 100 combined funds and purchase all of these seniors their gold shirts. So they're made of this dry fit, they're Nike, and they have the emblems on the side. So they are proud to wear those. So we're trying to change the sort of how they feel about this being 12. So they are the gold standard. The they also the same bottoms, socks, same thing. But I want to bring you attention to this one. And this is what we really want to speak about and look at. We may not come to consensus at this time, which is fine, but I want to make sure that we're on one page as an adult team as we say that we approve this again, because it is now inclusive of the Thursdays, it's inclusive of the zipper and all of that. So I just want to make sure that we see a few things. So, of course, there's no props or flip-flop slides. I don't want any kids falling and getting hurt. No caps, do-rags, hoods, indoors and cafeteria. Unless it's, of course, considered as a part of some type of religious or cultural aid. No sunglasses or shades will be worn in the building. That's medical, no decorative, orthodontic appliances. The grills, the gold grills are permitted, be they permanent or removable, should not be one of the site. No clothing with derogatory offensive or new messaging. Now, no sagging. You're wearing the one's pants, low enough to reveal undergarments, or secondary. No gym shorts or pajamas to be worn out in school. And then here, this is point of contention for some. So I want to make sure we have some healthy debate and some good dialogue on number 8. The following appearance enhancers may not be worn in school. Earrings at middle school. No fake eyelashes, no eyeliner, no hair extensions, wigs, hair coloring, lipstick, no makeup, no nose rings, no painted or equipment. Due to the complex nature of our dress code policy, administration does right to all dress code violations in case by case manner. Additional dress regulations may be imposed, revised when students are participating in certain extracurricular activities and are considered unavailable. Okay. So, the last part of this is the school does right to modify this policy as being appropriate. The administrative faculty. Students and support staff members are asked to assist in enforcing this policy and to report violations. Failure to comply with this policy is a violation of the code of students. Students may be given verbal warning to break their attire by faculty chaplain, keep their student shoes, not to abide by the directives of the faculty and staff member. This is a violation of the code of student conduct, failure to comply, also insubordination. Then they will be referred to people who are excessive violations will be subject to our code of conduct. So, as you can see, also here, Thursdays are designated as business dress day. No jeans or sneakers are allowed. Collared white shirts and ties are preferred. Polo shirts, khakis, pants, and dress shoes are mandatory. So, we have not quite gotten past this. We're getting better. Okay, so any suggested, any conversation? Let's start.
Well, I do have a comment.
Okay.
Only because of my experience working at North, and I noticed on there is no color, hair coloring or hair dye. I don't know if allowing coloring would. Sometimes, I don't know if that's, is that in here at all? Are you allowed to dye your new color?
It should say something like not.
It says no hair coloring.
We're almost out of time. So what I want to do, I want to say two things, and then I'm going to finish the table just because we have more conversations doing this. So two things I want to say. Morehouse College put out a dress code similar to this. I got it from Morehouse 7 years ago, where they had a lot of students who were in dresses and what, a number of students. He was a professor at Morehouse at the time, and he's the one that got the dress code from, by the way. But anyway, so I saw the language that they used, and I saw what they were simply saying is this is the dress code for our family. And I, at that time, David Jernigan was the social chief of family. I had him and the legal team vet it and say, if Morehouse is doing this and it's legal under their guidelines, could I also use it? And at that time, they said yes. And we have not changed this in 6 years. And going up, this is the 7th year. So we've had this dress code in place. Last year, we wanted to add more to it. So we added the Dress Up Thursdays to it as a adult team. But I recently got an email that some of the language could be considered, what was the word? Not divisive, but offensive, maybe? Discriminatory. Okay, yeah. Right. So, being at an all-boys school, if we have students who wear wigs, it could create more of a disruption or distraction. However, we also have to think that we have women at the school who are teachers who also wear wigs that we don't say are disruptive or distracting, right? So we have to be very careful, on how we quantify it. Right? And that's why it's so important to say, hey, administration deems the right to say this is inappropriate or appropriate. Yes. But if you get into a lawsuit, they're going to say, well, when you use words like it's distracting, and you have teachers who wear wigs, and it's not distracting, so why would a student wear a wig when you find it so distracting? Well, because he's a male student. Maybe that's a deviation from the norm for the male student to wear, or maybe not. So I just want to have a really good conversation about it. At this point, we don't really have any concerns, but if they do come up, this is a way to make sure that we can marginalize anything that may be considered a movement or somewhat not conducive to our school culture. So we have to be careful though as we walk that line because times are changing, people's ideas of equity are changing. And so even the idea that we're a school that specializes in manhood development, that has been questioned. People have asked us, well, what are you doing? What's this manhood? And the idea about it is it's a set of virtues and values. It's being responsible. It's being able to make really good decisions. It has nothing to do with genetic makeup. So we just have to be very careful. So I'm going to stop here because in the interest of time and respect for my members, I'm going to stop here. But I will send out, this has already been sent to me, but I will also send out a principal's report that I was supposed to do. I'm going to report myself doing it and send it to you guys as well. So that way you'll have the principles report. And I think that would have covered everything on the agenda other than the orientation and training. And Dr. Williams will send those dates. Just send that newsletter back out from the GO team with all the orientation, anybody that needs any additional training. And it kind of spells it out what you have to do.
And actually, it's for new members and old members. Yes. It's required training. Uh-huh. And I'll send that link out.
So everybody.
Everybody.
Thank you. Any questions or concerns before we go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were aware. That's why we talked about it last year. So that we can uphold ours. Yeah. So what do I need to do anything specific?
Well, just to make sure that you don't have to be in a pool code that is outside the that so supersede what the board
house. Oh, okay. I see. Okay. So you're saying we can vote on a dress code, but item 8 in the dress code might supersede the flexibility of the board.
Yeah, technically
our board needs the code. No, let me say that again. So if item 8 was off of our out of our policy, if it was taken off of our dress code policy, then we can simply vote as a vote team that yes, we want to continue our dress code as stated without number 8 in it, and we would be in compliance, correct? Yeah, remember this was what we did, you know, with the GO team prior to. That's what that language was about. But yeah, it is now no longer right. I got you. So are you suggesting that we do the flexibility report for the dress code? Is what I'm asking. Do we need to ask for flexibility as well? Okay, got it. Now there's another form of beyond flexibility, which is what's that one called? There are two forms. There's a flexibility, and then there's another form. You know what that is? I'm asking you. There are two types of waivers. There's the flexibility, and then there's another one. Like if I want to, yeah. Okay, that's it. Okay. All right. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. Okay, guys. So this time I'm going to go ahead and join you. 6:05. Did you start?
Just two announcements. The first one is that the Royal Coronation is on September the 11th, and our homecoming against Washington High School is on the 15th on a Thursday at 7 o'clock, I think, at Henderson Stadium. Henderson.
That's great. Okay, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Okay, yeah. I make sure you get everything. I'll work with you.
Okay, I got it. I got it. I got it. I see it. And yeah, you know anyone from Lincoln that could join our community? And I just had them kind of sit in as a thought partner. Perfect. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay.